In Syria, a violent uprising is happening in a most unlikely spot. For days now, protests against the government have been taking place in the small border city of Daraa. Those leading the protests say that dozens of people have been killed by government troops. Joining us from Damascus is Phil Sands. He's a foreign correspondent for The National, which is an English-language newspaper based in the United Arab Emirates. And we reached him on Skype. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Fine. Thank you. First, why is Daraa the place where demonstrations are taking place?
It has very local roots, actually, there. I mean, it's exploded into a national thing now, but there were some very specific grievances that the people there had. They had a particular problem with a rather oppressive security chief down there. They had some problems with the local governor and problems with corruption. Although these aren't unique, they were very specific set of ingredients down there. And then there were also 15 school children from the city who were arrested earlier this month for writing revolutionary slogans on the wall. And that really upset the local tribes. It's a very tribal area. And they felt that they weren't dealt with the appropriate respect by the authorities. I think they wanted to try and get these children released in a quiet and quick way. It didn't happen. And so things have escalated from there, actually. It's rather curious that we're now looking at this as a focal point for a possible national unrest.
Right, rather than, say, in the capital, where we've seen these sorts of protests begin in other countries. What are the concessions the government is saying it might make?
There was an announcement very late last night. They're saying that they might consider, or they are looking at considering, lifting the emergency law, which has been in place since 1963, and which basically gives the government the right to arrest whomever it pleases, whenever it pleases, and bans gatherings of more than three people and that kind of thing. They've also said that they would consider setting up a party law. At the moment, effectively, only one political party is allowed to work in the country, the Ba'ath Party, which has ruled since a revolution in the 1970s. And so they've said that they will look at potentially allowing opposition parties to come and work. And there's also been some suggestions that they would look again at the way the judiciary works, because at the moment that's anything but independent. And that, as well as some financial packages that they've offered in terms of trying to, I guess, appease people and make their lives a bit easier, because there's people have been getting much poorer and poorer here as prices have been going up, and that's been a real problem.
Now, if these protests continue or if they spread, what should we expect from the government of President Bashar Assad? I mean, put this a little bit in perspective.
It's really difficult to tell, because the way they've responded to the situation in Daraa has been rather up and down. Basically, in Daraa, there was a protest exactly a week ago last Friday. It was unprecedented, thousands of people in the street, but four people got shot and killed by the security services, which was huge. The government acted fairly quickly and said, OK, listen, that was a mistake. We're going to set up an investigation and we're going to hold whoever was responsible for those shootings to account. And then there were some other conciliatory gestures. So we kind of thought that was going to be a rather soft approach to try and tamp this down. And then on Wednesday morning, we had what seems to have been a raid on a mosque, a very heavy-handed raid when more people were shot and killed. And so we've had mixed signals. We've had soft and then very, very hard. And for 24 hours, more than 24 hours, in fact, there was an extremely heavy security presence, lots of shooting. And then last night, we've seen suddenly conciliation again. And so we've seen ups and downs. I think it's difficult to know exactly which way it would go.
And finally, what kind of access has the media had to these protests? Have they been able to cover them directly?
No, in Daraa, not really, no. To go down to Daraa would require government permissions, and those permissions have not been forthcoming. The official government line was that this was not pro-democracy or anti-regime demonstrations down there. The official line is that this is an Islamic uprising, a militant uprising, and that for everyone's safety, the place has been sealed off. And the Syrian authorities were saying that, in fact, journalists have been asking for their protection whilst down there. Some of the big media, the big wire agencies, Reuters, AP, have got people, local people down there, but it's been really hard to get direct access, which is why everything is still confused. We don't know how many people have been killed. We don't know exactly what the situation is. So the way that we've been covering this is from Damascus. We've been making calls to eyewitnesses, and so we've been piecing it together that way. And of course, the people in Daraa have managed to bypass any attempts to control the story from the government side by recording the situation there on their mobile phones.
Thank you very much for talking with us.
You're very welcome.
Journalist Phil Sands speaking to us via Skype from the Syrian capital, Damascus.